Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I on this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you richly. Brother Freedom's already feeling the power of the Holy Ghost upon him, and he's asked that we begin right away because we don't want that anointing to be lost. Thank you, Father, for touching us, touching the listeners, and touching Brother Freedom, and thank you for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. I want to just welcome everybody out in the where this word goes. I feel the mighty power of God upon me this day. The Bible says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and the 1st verse, 2nd verse, be ye followers of God as dear children. So many years ago, I got the feeling that after I saved, that if I was on an island by myself and had the Word with me, that I could make heaven my home. And so I took great streams of believing, seeking God, because the precious Word says, seek me for me and ye shall find me, knock and it shall be opened, ask and it shall be given. And all these things are a precious gift that God's given to us. I believe that I have had privileges that I must say I don't know of anybody. I know a lot of people say I'm nothing, but just they don't know what I've seen, and they don't know what I've felt. And I've had an experience, and I say this very humbly, as God, he could destroy me this very second, but I promise he has been my closest friend through life. Through life. Been closer. My brothers, my sisters, my mother, my father, even my wife. He has come down such a kamasitana bokobas hirakilansi. Praise the Lord, he's glorious. But the Bible has very special words that back up what I'm saying. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. There's so many scriptures that lead into the pursuing of God. Now, we in life, when it was to pursue in a career, we pursue in many Bible schools that gives great philosophies, all these things. Well, I started in Bible school, and I'm telling you, that was about from the first the Lord really started dealing my heart. It's been quite a few years ago, 60 years ago, a long time ago. A lot of things just happened about that time. But I started feeling the closeness of the eternal God. I started seeing in the Old Testament how that the Lord came down and was with Joseph. He was with Moses. He was with Abraham, Isaac, David, Samuel. And the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. So I thought, well, if I would truly pray and seek the Lord, if something happened, it sure did. Well, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me there first. He says, you need not be in Bible school. And this is before I even know how he got this in my, it was a delivery put into my mind that he wouldn't be mad at me if I got out of Bible school and I went into the army. I thought, well, everybody says, oh, you don't want to go to the army. You know, that's not for Christians. The Lord says, you need to handle yourself in the army. You need to be able to take orders. You take responsibilities. And at that time, I felt that God had a great calling in my life that I could not understand. See, we only take this one step at a time. But it's not in your direction. It's His direction all the time through it. You can't get out here and some people do this and that, but I couldn't do that. I had to keep it in the safety zone of God's Spirit. So I started praying more and more. I went to the military. And God just did miracles. I've never seen so many. Every day God was with me. I mean, things would develop. It's impossible. But that's what I'd like to bring out today, that God is in the impossibles. He wants you to be where you can't say, oh, by chance, happenstance, or by coincidence. It's by the leadership of God's mighty Spirit. Most people have heard about the Holy Ghost, and they've heard about the Spirit of Christ and all these things, but a lot of people have never pursued it to any depth. And that's why many people, when receive the baptism, they've never really received the baptism. They've received a lesson. It was a washdown of the real power. And God's Spirit is genuine. He is the genuine. So why should we as God's people not want to go to the head instead of the tail? God is the head of all things. And he said, if we'll call on him, he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. In that, I believe that God, in my life, I've grew from a nobody. And I tell you, I'm not bragging because none of the churches thinks I can't even give my testimony because this is all it could be. But everything I've put in my, and you read in this, it's true. Every document is as close as Brother Freeman can get it. It's real. Jesus Christ gave his life to be a testimony for us in the way that we come in this world. We can receive a great cleansing, a great forgiveness that we might have eternal life. And many of us take that very lightly. We even take all the things, but I didn't take what I was getting from God lightly. Because I was looking for this day. I was looking the time when it didn't very show up very strong at first. But I'll guarantee you, the churches didn't see it. But I had customers, they seen it. I had customers, I get to praying for equipment for their dogs, their cats, their whole lives. Because they were my customer. And when that started taking place, the churches I was in, they didn't want no part of me. They said I was Ichabod. But you know, God started showing me they were Ichabod. And they had lost their first love. They had lost their first empowering glory that we would start growing to be a vessel of praise and honor. Many people don't become a very honorable. And they sure don't praise much. I've seen them, Christians. They're very dogmatic, very self-opinion, very know-it-all. And as you as good as God's child, you got to let him, you got to give room for him, or it's not going to work. What do you say? What does that mean? It means all my ideas, I just lay them down. And God gives me the ideas of his in us. I don't know what the ideas are until they become, after he gets them in there, their people get healed, people get saved, miracles start taking. It's because of that birth that I received that enlightenment that helped me to grow to be an overcomer. Now, I've had problems. No secret, I've had problems. But you out there, you may be in that same place. You may think, well, you're putting something over on God. No. God knows exactly where you are. He knows every sigh, every cry, every tear. If you're shedding tears, he knows it. And he's seeking for those who will search and search for him and seek him in his everlasting way that they might receive that covenant. The covenant of God's, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of Jesus Christ the Son becomes the Godhead starts working in your life. You might say, what does that mean? I really truly believe that the Bible plainly says his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his heart is made perfect word. That's very plain to me. Now out there, you may have the same thing that's plain. But it's very plain to me. And that means if I get out here and search the Lord and spend time and try to abstain from the appearance of evil, see some of you out there, you want to do your own thing and have God, you know, don't work. You've got to shun the very, it's even the growth pattern. You've got to, it's just like taking too many candy bars when you want to get a fine physique. Pretty soon you just ate a bunch of candy bars, and pretty soon your body is not where it should be. That's what we are with God. As long as we have sin in our life, we're not grown in that place of the blessings of God. The blessings of God make it rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares. That's where he wants us to be, that we will be sober, we'll be vigilant. We'll seek God. But talk about problems. Yes, I've had problems. I've even had one. I've got one new one. God makes me realize what the mortals are going through here in life. And it's not a good here in this world. There's problems. But God just showing us this life here is very tenable, very transparent to what we're going to have in him in heaven. This is just a for a season. It's for a time that we can engage ourselves in him, hopefully, But most people don't engage themselves. They're disengaged from Him, and they're way in the world. Oh, I accepted Jesus, but I can go out here and play and sin. I can go out here and dance. I can swear. I can do us. God loves me so much. He is going to. No, He don't. Well, you're going to babe. Yes, you may do that for a while, but He wants to bring you into a growth in Him. The Bible says, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." What's that mean? Well, it's pretty simple what it means. Our labor that we do for the Lord, God remembers it. But most of us never got to His work yet. We're not even there. You're out here playing your little toys. You go maybe to church on Sunday mornings. You may go Bible study. You may go all these. But they're not a growth for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, the edifying the body of Christ. Bible says in Colossians that we might walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing unto God, which is our only. And Bible says it's only our reasonable service. Romans 12 and 1. It's only our reasonable as we give our body as a living sacrifice, it's only a reasonable service. It's for us to give to Him. With not what strings on it, but you give Him your life. And you say, well, I'm hurting. Well, that's God. Well, okay. Bless God anyway. We're to grow in faith deliberately. That means facing all the things that we face and saying, Lord, I'm still with You. I'm behind You. I don't look to no other but Him. I don't look to my brother here. I don't look to nobody else. I can't say that I look to anybody but my Lord. And I proved it as a mechanic, an operator. The Lord put me in some difficult spots. A time when I had no job. My wife was in Texas. And I had to go a long ways off from Texas to get a job. And when I got where I was at, my family lived there, but they didn't want me around. I mean, I wasn't the closest. It's no secret. I was just a load for that burden, so. And they said, we can't help you. I didn't expect them. But the Lord was my leadership. I wasn't looking for man for the answer where I was at. I had prayed. My wife had prayed. And she says, take what we had, a little bit of money left in the income tax return. Take it and take a bus. We felt that was the word of God. God acted upon it. I took that and transported myself many miles away. Found myself alone. In life, you're going to find yourself alone many, many times. There's not going to be nobody going to come and pat you on the back and say, oh boy, aren't you? No, they don't do that. You live it whether nobody says anything. You want to have the will of God. It's only His will. He makes these things happen, but you've got to stand strong in Him to make these things start to happen. You got to get that planted first before something's going to mature. So you got to plant it, then you got to put some water on it, you got to let the sunshine come down on it, and maybe a year, 10 years. I've waited actually for this ministry right now about 35 years probably. I've taken other things, I did it as God gave it to me. But it wasn't what is happening now. God's is supernaturally coming down with His power. What He showed me back then is coming to existence. But I could not lose that faith. That faith has grown into be reality. And the next step is going to be heaven. The Spirit of God is going to move, but there's many going to miss it. Because you're deliberately locking in self. You say, well, we're our self. Yep, but you can grow out of self. Well, I don't know those words. We got to seek God. Seek the Lord and strength, see His face forevermore. Be steadfast, don't move. Always about the work of the Lord, nor your labor is not in vain. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong. Strong. Not weak, strong. The half whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. When you say perfect, that's pretty hard to do. And yes, God can help you with it. Like me, I've had troubles, but I've carried to you. I'm an overcomer now. Took me years. God will work with you in your disobedience to be obedient to Him. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You can get out here and I'm following the Lord, I'm following, but then God's not called you there. What if I went on in Bible school? I just thought about that I'd probably been the worst. I would have had no anointing. No anointing, the power of God. My own father said he would not, did not know part of me. You've got to go through these things. They're not easy, but it's going to be worth it. And my family said, we don't let that happen around our place. Well, that's okay. To each his own. But my eyes have to remain steadfast on my God. Because he's sitting right next to me right now. And he's bigger than what I face. He lets us go through these things because we got to put some part of our being into to make it valuable. God can supernaturally come down and zap us, but he don't do that. He makes you do everything that you can. He squeezes that last bit of love that you have out for him. When you do that, God will start molding you. But you've got to try. In Corinthians it says, we try, and you probably heard me say that, yes, the up, triumph in the Lord. And we, as we grow in the Lord, we have to realize that we're vessels of failures in ourselves. And what's the most important thing in our life? The most important thing in your life is that you make heaven. Because all these other things are gonna pass away. The world's gonna pass away. Lust thereof. He do the will of God shall abide it forever. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Be sober. That being sober in things, put my whole being into the bargain. God has bargained for us. He gives his son Jesus that we might, with some way to life, eventually get away from the working of sin. With that, we can receive the power of God to help us. We have to remember that we grow in the way that we come to the Lord. And sometimes it's not easy. Look at Joseph. Back there, God was with him. But he's in a jail. He's down in the dungeon. They did everything to Joseph. Yet Joseph, here sin came out to him, and he fled from it. He got away from it. Most people, they enjoy that sin. They just part of them. That's what's wrong with America. We've got sin in every county, every street, every place. It's sin, sin, sin. When you're a child, we grow, we start loving the things of God more than I love the things of this world. It's that simple. The world has the lust, pride of life will ruin us. It will bring us down to a place that we can't, it'll take our eternal love. And that's what Satan tries to do. He tries to ruin your life, the place that you accepted Jesus one time. You men received the power of the Holy Ghost, but today you're backslidden. And that's not the answer. Stay backslidden. It means to repent and to get right with God. It means to make a reverse, turn around, say, I forsake that. I forsake all the dealings with it. If it's coming out of your church, get out of your church. Whatever it is, you need to get right with God because it's the number one priority. God's coming back soon, and he's looking for those that's looking. Looking for him, not looking for the fakers and all the jokers and the characters that's so impressed in religion. Religion's going to go down. It's going to fall with the enemy. You need to get up. Come a sheep. The religion's going to pull you down. God has a lifestyle for you that's heavenly. There's not a word for it. Religion is just for religious people. And religious people is those that just have a note. It's all in there. Just they confess it, but they don't know it. It's just words for them. It's not living it. It's not living reality. It's an expression, but it's not alive. It's a dead works. It's beyond. It's not alive in God. God wants us alive in him and faithful. That word faithful means that we dedicate our lives to be faithful. We listen for God's call. Quite a few years ago, I just a little tap that broke off an engine. I looked at it this morning, and I talked about it, but when you look at that tap, and I've been around lots of iron, around a lot of welding, machine work, Caterpillar, big equipment, and some of the smaller equipment. But God supernaturally welded that tack to that socket. I questioned the Lord. He said, if you question me, I don't need you no more. God was never playing with me. He didn't tell me I was going to lose out in heaven, but he told me he had great plans for me. And I believe out there, God's got great plans for all of you, and you have not even looked for them. It's like an Easter egg hunt. If you don't get out here and look for the Easter eggs, you're not going to find none. There's a prize out here, and that's we need to find that, to seek God, to get started on, because God's going to hold us to that those talents, that first talent, that we might grow to a vessel of praise. You know, when I thought about that, that God, he's been closer to me than any friend. How that when I'd pray in the Spirit like couple hours straight, when I got the job, I knew exactly what it was going to be. I knew everything because God, somehow, in that power that God mentions in his precious word, it's real. His word is real. I just want you to know you need to react on the word. And you don't get out, it's not word to be merchandised or argued. That's what people do. They argue, oh, I can't do this. Well, no, God don't work in argument. You either accept it or get out of it. Boy, I'll tell you, when I right there when the Lord says, hey, I've stopped this, I said, no, I don't want to stop. You know, from that time on, I started seeing that God rode real close to me. I'm saying this all before my God. He sees me. He was so close. Quite a few years before that happened, I was out in a construction job. How that I went to a job that they said that the devil could not be happy out there at that job because it was just a lot of trouble. And the owner fired everybody coming to the job. He was just pretty tough. But see, my God was bigger than what I had to face. Lord don't expect me to only do 1 minute at a time. So when I got in that first round that I was pulling a cat and scraper in those days, and it was just straight up and down. I mean, and I was scared to death, to tell you the truth. I'd never been in that steep ground with a scraper behind me, a carryall behind me. And it was Pioneer and was doing the first sections of the road. And, oh, it was so steep. Oh, so bad. So I prayed. I said, Lord, if I can make it just lunchtime, that's better. I've got no money at all. And I don't know but anybody ask. Father, I know there's nobody. You're my only source. My folks were my source. My brother was not my source. None of these were my source. And bless God, my wife couldn't help me because she was many miles away. Talk about hard times. It's pretty hard. No money. I prayed. Made lunchtime. I prayed. I made quit time. They said, come on out in the morning, kid. I was just a junior, just a young kid in that job. So this went on for about a couple of weeks, and I still was praying. I learned to run that cat better with prayer than I could do without it. You say, how can you run praying? Yeah, I did. About a week or so, I lost the final drive. And so I was supposed to be, I figured I might lose my job. And they said, no, come back the next Monday. And how I said, Lord, I said, I don't even think I got enough money to get out of town. The Lord just kept telling me I better have a stiff upper lip and believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in greater things. And I says, God, you're my hope. You're my strength. You're my everything. You're everything that I've been seeking for. He said, well, prove it now. Just continue on. You're not fired. Just keep on. Do you know, as time went by, the boss came up and says, can you run a dozer? And I said, yes, I can run a dozer. And he said, you can just start 162? I said, yes, I can start. Go get one. He said, well, you just go down and start to work with a DW20. In those days, the DW21s. Now it's 657, but that's been years, many years ago. Old cable machines. So I got down there, and that on 162, but lunchtime I sort of had that whole area pretty well leveled up. I'd go push those scrapers right down the last turn, and I'd make a gradual turn, but I'd come around and I'd blade all the way back in about fourth gear, when we come back, these scraper operators started, hey, that kid's gonna, and when I come in that scraper, I just knew how to do it, and I'd go to the double clutch of the old D8 and come down, slide right under that stinger of the scraper, and I let it be really high. When it did, it pulled it. It took it where there's no hit. I kept it real smooth. Not hitting full bore, but yet he would have it was like a cushion. And I still prayed. About 2 days or 3 days, this foreman says, "Can I eat lunch with you?" And I thought, "Oh, I'm going to get fired now." You know, we think these things in our mind. Bible says that we war. Our mind destroys our faith in God. And I can, oh, I says, "Okay, Lord, I know you've taken me so far. I believe you're going to, I'm going to be all right." He says, "Where'd you learn to run a cat at?" And I says, "I don't know." I said, "I've been in Korea and I've worked in Texas and I've worked in California and other places. I don't know." He says, "I want to make sure you don't get your big head, but if you can do what you're doing just this one morning," he says, "you'll have a job you'll be probably the last person on this job." And that gave me some confidence. And I said, "Thank you, Jesus, Father. Thank you, Kabasitanabokoba." I said, "Thank you." I had a prayer meeting. I said, "Thank you, Father. Thank you." I'm so happy I couldn't hardly rub that poor old cat. But that cat just went out there by itself. And God says, "Hey, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I've opened the righteous, my ears open to cry. If they call on me, I'll answer them. And I'll show them great and mighty things." Aren't you being blessed? Because the eternal Father in heaven is with you. And I thought about that, and how he is with us. And for this is what I sought for. All these instances, I sought for a being that I couldn't see, yet I could hear him. I could feel him. And the world said I was goofy. And the churches said the churches didn't say I was goofy. The churches said, "Yeah, you're a hypocrite." But anyway, I made the end of that job, and I started cutting slope. And God was with me every step of the way. I was the favorite, the Bible, as they told me out there, I was the favorite son. And I mean, all the old men all started helping me. They was all my help. And I believe, young people, you need to realize the old people can help you. And I learned that, all those men just helped me. I didn't cut them down, I didn't say, "Well, you drink, you smoke, you curse." No, they got to where they'd take me with them, and yet they'd be very careful that they didn't say bad language, all these things. They took care of me. They took care of Brother Freedom. I was just a young fellow, and they took care of me. But as time goes on, I started seeing that God was the answer. It says he runs to and fro to show himself strong on behalf whose hearts been made perfect toward him, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God wants us to accept where we are because he's the answer for the situation. He wants us to be delivered in him. His eyes are open to righteous. His ears are open to their cry. That gives me a lot of hope way back there that I knew I knew God could talk to my heart and I knew what he was saying. So it helps me right now. I mean, if he don't say nothing, I don't say nothing. Many times he hasn't said much here in the last, especially I got this stroke, but he still lets me know, even though my wings are clipped. You know how you clip birds or chickens or fowls when they can't fry? That's what the Lord did to me. My voice is not very good, nothing very good, and I'm about wore out, but God for some reason wants to use me because I've went through it. And I want to encourage you out there today that wherever you are in life, Brother Freedom has been there. And you need to take what God is. You need to seek him. Out there, you need to call upon him. You need to learn to have a personal relationship with him. That personal relationship will help you. I remember one time I went down in Texas. That's just after I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was loading a dozer up one morning about 5 o'clock in the morning. And the Spirit of God says, I was just tying that cat down. My lights are on. And the Lord says, "Jump." And a car, I don't know how fast it's going, but it hit me. And I laid right up on the windshield and rolled off on the left side. He kept going. I could see his face. But God is every situation. He's the reason. He'll help you. In Korea, I remember time after time, without him, I'd probably never come back. But God has got a way. The Lord is my shepherd. It says, I shall not want. Out there today, if you say, "Well, I'm going through trials," I've been there too. God will be with you where you are. And that he is the answer, whatever you're in. Something I know is pretty terrible. But still the answer, because where we are in life, I found out that the bottom line is that we make heaven. All this up to that is a place that we break connection here, we still hang on to God. When we break our spiritual connection, then we lose God. We always got to hang on to Him and let go over here. I've got to forsake this. I'm still hanging on the Lord at this end, but I'm dropping this weight. All these sins of the three besetters, I'm dropping them and hanging on to my help. My help is from the Lord. He will not deceive you. He'll uphold you. He'll lift you and build you to a place that you can live eternally. Without God's help, I believe what I've seen with the Lord, that none of us, it'll be hard for any of us to make it. I see now why the Word says that many are called and few are chosen, because it's going to take a lot of strict discipline, determination to make God at that hour, because you don't know when He's coming. But that time is coming. But I do know He's coming. Some morning they'll just nobody will find me and I'll just be gone. But God's here. While I'm here, I want you to realize that the Lord is your answer. He is your strength. He is your high tower. He that dwells in the secret place. It's a secret place then. That the world cannot be part of that. If you can know that the world knows it, you know it's not God. God has a secret place. It's a place of His identification. It's by His makeup. We put on His powers, His blessing. We take on His part of what He's made of. Love, suffering, long time. Love, faith, hope. All these things of God is what we're all are lacking when we come to know Jesus. When we got to learn that God has a, like a Christmas tree out here, He gives us presents. You start growing Him, He'll give you the spirit of love, He'll give you the spirit of faith, He'll give you the spirit of interpretation, He'll give you prophecy, all these things, they're a gift from God. But these gifts that I see, they come through the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. So if you're out here in yourself, I'll tell you, I don't think that anybody's got a shoe in on those gifts. I believe God lets it go be distributed with the power of the Holy Ghost. You treat the Holy Ghost good, you're going to get a gift. But I think if you shame and you're shameful of Him and you do wicked things, you're not going to receive. You're going to be deceived. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. When you sow these wrong things, you're going to reap them. You sow good things, you sow prayers of tears, you're going to receive blessing. Oh, come a sheet of book. You start planting the things of wisdom, knowledge, the things of God, you're going to see a harvest of God's manifestation in your life, that you might be a vessel of praise, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing. How can you can increase the knowledge of God unless you have what He's out of. We take on His whole being. We take on His blessings. Bible says His blessings make rich. With the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. There's no sorrow when you do the things of God. In life itself, there's many people that have sowed, and they've accepted Jesus as a personal Savior. They've went the way, but they've never went deep enough, and they may miss it. I'm not going to say that. I know the answer there, but I just said that they may. But I believe it's what I know. We need to be careful how we react to the Lord. He's very special. He's so special. He loves you. He wants to be with you. I don't know why, because I have nothing special. I am nobody, but He still helps me beyond my imagination. How wonderful He is. He's here to help us. In James it says, He longeth for His time and His children come home. My mother-in-law, when we moved away from Texas, she longed for the time that her daughter and her grandson and we would come home. That's God longs for that day. He don't look at it as a sorrowful day. He looks for a glorious day. And we as God's people need to be looking for it too. That's going to be the fulfillment. Life is going to pass away. But heaven's going to be forever and ever and ever. So we should not just choose a little piece of 5 minutes or 1 minute here when you're going to have eternity forever. And that's what we do. We have a candy bar out here for a minute and then it's gone. We lost our, what we've God had for us. Our blessing died because it just what didn't mature. You know, a lot of things in life, you gotta make them mature. I thought about a man this last week. He planted some olive trees, and last Friday night he took me out riding. But he told me about these new olive trees. He had to replant them. They died. That's where we are. If you die, you gotta replant them. God will give you a new branch, and he'll just take over. But you gotta make sure you keep. That's your what you're gonna give to God that day. We have to all give God something. Now, if we can give us our heart, but if he wants a little, I'm persuaded he needs a little bit more than our heart. He needs some, a token of love. A token of thankfulness. And I believe that we're so ungrateful, many of American people, we're not thankful what God's given us. And I believe that we need to get down on our knees and pray God and thank God. And oh, Kamashita, thank you for all he's done. I can just tell you time after time after time that God's good. As we are the vessel, he is the one that made the vessel. And he wants us for eternity. He wants us. He desires it. I'm speaking for him, I know. But he wishes for you this day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's our God. God wants to bless you. God wants to uphold you. You know, I remember a lot of the, I don't know how long I went, but I started seeing that the world was more open to things of God than the churches. When they got in trouble, I started seeing a people, because I lived it, they say, would you come and pray for us? Would you pray and see how long this caterpillar will run? And I said, well, that's not God's department. He says, why not? So I asked God. God says, yep. And he gave me the answer. And sure enough, he's right. All these things that I thought were so little, because see, I didn't have the mind, same mind that that person had. They was a little child. This child is not number age. It's where you are with God. Some of you are walking as a child. You need to know that God wants you to grow up and search for him, and God will bless you. And you'll mature in him. And but one thing, you're going to be ready when he comes, and you're going to make heaven. You're going to live in heaven, and it's going to be a wonderful time. If you miss heaven, you know, you say, well, I really enjoy life. That's what life is really. We get it in America. It's pretty good. We get to where we sort of get, we like it. And that's what God sees. We love it better than we do him. And that's why a lot of us are not living for the Lord today. Because we like our lifestyle way more than the Lord. Jesus, we didn't have this 50 years ago. It went, when I was a little boy, I can remember living out in the orchards. We didn't have no coolers, no nothing. And we didn't have to live out in no indoor toilet. It was just outside. And it's changed a lot of ways. We've got all the niceties. And where's it got us? We've forgotten God. Well, our country no longer searches for God. Our country doesn't pray. That's where we're at fault. We have not learned that God wants us to address for him, that we should grow to such a status in faith that we could move mountains. God wanted us to move mountains. But, oh, church, where are you? Well, church, you're too far from God. You got things this world, the cares of this world have taken your senses away from you. And all you see is the things where everything, the Bible says, look not for the things are seen, but look for the things which are not seen, for the things are seen are temporal, but the things are not seen are eternal. You look out here, all the world, what you see in your eye. Our senses is not in this world. God gives us supernatural senses that's powered by the Spirit of God. It should be alive in us. If it's not alive, then we die. We die spiritually. And I believe out there today, I'm speaking to some of you throughout the world, you've died. And you need to get Replant yourself this day and get excited about the Lord because He's coming soon and you're going to miss out on heaven. You might say, you don't realize where I'm at. But I'm here. I want you to know that this where you are is going to last always for a second. But what you get for Christ and through the power of God, Jesus paid in full that you might receive that adoption, the Spirit of God, will be alive in you before that you can remain faithful when God comes. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you. God will inspire you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Brother Freedom, I have a letter for you from the opposite side of the world, thousands and thousands of miles away. Dear Brother Freedom, greetings from Nepal. I would like to introduce myself, and he gives his name, this gentleman. And I live in Nepal, and I serve God from our small church. I came to know about you through the internet. And I was moved by your praying power and how God is using you for His glory. I send you a warm Christian greetings and I wish you God's blessing in your ministry. I now request you to pray for me.
Well, I will.
I am in dire need of finance to carry on to finish my small house, which I am making. And I spent all my monies to build this house, and I have not been able to finish it due to lack of money. I request, brother, please pray for me so that God Almighty will supply all my needs according to His riches. Thank you, your friend in Nepal.
In Jesus' name, Father, I know that you know what it's at. Father, I pray for a divine miracle to take place right now. Father, I pray the Spirit of God to be there. I pray that legions of angels will come down to help this man. Resources, finances will come in Jesus' name, that he'll know that you're real. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this prayer request this day. Lord, and others out there this day, let them realize that Brother Freedom's body is pretty much used up and I don't have much strength, but I'm going to pray and believe that these things are going to be manifested by the power of God. There's going to be those throughout the world today, if you have these problems, call us and we'll pray and we'll believe God for great mighty miracles. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord and thank you for joining us today. God bless you.
I believe God's going to do that.
Amen.